The subject of this episode is a device that wasn't made so much for killing and maiming, but for the humiliation and to possibly curb an unwanted character trait. A punishment passed less by actual judges and courts and more by town councils and Kirk sessions, mostly because it wasn't technically legal. Used on women that would stick up to authority, refuse to listen to their husbands or fathers, gossip around town, or even preach in a public space. We'll go back to the time of King James in Scotland and up to the Victorian era in England to find different varieties of this contraption, some more sadistic than others, and with just as many names. Whether you be a gossip, a shrew, or just an unruly Karen, you could find yourself strapped in one of these and either paraded around town or chained up like a dog. Today, we give you the Scold's Bridle. I'm Kevin Young.
And I'm just a small town girl living in a lonely world.
Wait to see how long we go. And this is torture.
Giggity. We go so far before we get sued.
Yeah. I think you get 6 seconds. I think you can do like 6 seconds before copyright kicks in. I don't know. Dan, what's going on? How you been?
Good. Yeah. Came here to talk about food. Nothing else.
Always coming here to talk about books, food, and D&D. We always end up talking about torture shit.
Bergens and Durgens. Yeah. Hey, it's like my wife, so I was like, hey, so when are you going up to do your food D&D and book podcast? Like, yeah. Like, guess what, Kevin? Talking about fucking torture again. Every time.
We were in the middle of a great conversation about books, and then he's like, well, let's talk about torture now.
Ooh, do you hear about this Scold's Bridle?
I would like to thank whoever it is with the Alexa and the Spotify account for making our analytics and our numbers jumping through the roof these past few days. It's got to be a bot. I don't understand it.
I don't know.
But I'm not going to complain. If you, whoever you are, you just want to say, hey, Alexa, play torture on repeat at 5x speed and then just have it go on for days and days.
You are welcome.
With me. Yep. I do not care. I don't care. I don't give a shit.
Maybe that's what I've been doing.
Maybe. Could be. I don't know. It's a good idea, but I'm not going to do it. See, when I did the podcast with my wife, I subscribed to our own podcast on like 7 or 8 different podcast sites and had them instantly download and everything. So I automatically had like a little bit of a jump in numbers every time we put out a new podcast. It's like, oh, look at these numbers. But it really, it was just me.
Just you. We got 1.5 downloads this week.
Our podcast. I'm so proud of myself for doing all this work and then being the only one to listen to it. And I didn't even listen. I just downloaded it. That way the numbers would be there. Proud to say I haven't downloaded or listened to one single episode of this podcast. So everything that's on there is completely everybody else.
Ah, I've listened to it sometimes. Well,
but you don't get to hear it over and over and over and over and over again through editing and all that stuff. So.
That's true.
I hear each episode probably 5 fucking times, and by the end of it, I'm like, I'm good. I don't need to listen to it again. I'm annoyed by my own voice.
Ah, your voice is fine, Kevin. Don't worry.
Now, last time you and I talked, you were talking about seeing about binging the new Fallout show.
Oh yeah, we watched it all in one day. What happened? Right, so here's the thing is, a good buddy of mine had asked, could we have like a Fallout day? Would I be okay not watching any of it until like last Saturday? And
right.
Then we can just come over and watch three or four episodes, and then the next week do the same thing. You know, it gives us an excuse to hang out, all that shit. So I was like, yeah, cool. So we'll do that. So I'm not just watching one, so we have to watch more. So he's like, yeah, cool. Yeah. So then a couple of days later anyway, it's the release day. So we had to wait like 4 days or something after release day to be able to watch it.
Yeah.
Release day comes around anyway, next thing you get a message from something to sell it. I was like, yeah. kind of watched an episode. I'm like, okay, fine, whatever, man. So I was like, that's fine. I said, look, I said, I'm going to watch one then in that case. I says, I may as well. And he's like, how many are you going to watch? And I was like, I don't know, man. You don't get this ball rolling and expect it to stop.
No shit. Yeah. It's like, only watch one of the show that you've been looking forward
like,
to.
Yeah, okay. And he's like, okay, man, look, just let me know how many you watch. And, you know, and he goes, sure, look, how about this? How about we have a finale day? Do you want to wait around till Saturday and we watch the final episode? And it's like, that's fine with me. Cool. So we just sat there watching the whole fucking lot, myself and Alison, finished out the thing, and we didn't even realise that we got to the end until we're at the end and we're like, holy shit, like, we just been literally letting it just go through to the next episode without realising the whole time.
Yeah.
And then we're like, oh, this is the last episode. Like, so he texts me the next day, he's like, so, how many did you watch? All of them. So he's like, oh, that's
all
cool.
All but one, buddy, all but one.
Yeah, but as it turns out, he ended up sick. I was sick, so we couldn't meet up to watch it anyway. So it all worked out in the end. But for anybody who hasn't seen it out there yet, if you think, oh, I won't like this, I'm not a fan of Fallout, or I've never played Fallout or any of that shit, you don't need to. My wife's never
played.
Loved it.
No. Because I had said before, I didn't play Fallout. I rented the game once, Fallout 3, I think I rented it once, played it for a couple hours, and then for some reason just never went back to it. Not that I didn't like what I was playing, it's just, you know, I just never went back to it. It's a fantastic fucking show. It really is.
That is.
Well acted. The action is awesome. Bloody as fuck.
Yeah. So. Some of the violent scenes in it, we were shocked that some of them were like, holy fucking shit. I didn't expect it. For some reason, even though the game is very much like that, like, I was only playing, like, I'm still playing the fourth game at the moment because I'm on, like, my third playthrough. I never got to finish it. And talking about it and the lead up to the show coming out made me kind of go, you know what, I really need to finish that goddamn game. So, and I'm loving it, but yeah, the heads exploding and bodies
it's,
exploding.
it's gory. Don't go into it thinking that it's going to be a good romp for the kids, because it's gory.
There's a good romp in it at one stage as well, so definitely don't watch it with the kids.
Oh, fucking hell! All right.
Yeah.
Well, I watched it. You know. Got episode here and there. It wasn't something Stephanie was interested in, so I watched it on my own, which is fine. Fine with me. That doesn't bother me. Sometimes you got the shows you have to watch with one another, the shows that you can watch together or you can, you know, watch separately. It doesn't matter. And then the shows that you watch by yourself. That's, you know, this is one of those I watch by myself.
That's fine. That's fair enough.
Yeah. All right, well, this... it's going to be another one of those where I have some information, but not a ton. So we'll give you what we got. And, that's it.
Say, skipping through the some images and stuff like that of it, it looks like every Slipknot album cycle. You know, if anybody was to Google this and go onto the Wikipedia page for it, there's an image there, a black and white image. Oh. And it looks just like the guitarist from Slipknot, Jim Root.
Yeah.
It looks just it fucking like him.
It does.
I have the image here. We shall add the image. See if it comes up.
There it is. Yep. Oh, yeah, I guess she looks more like James.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, she looks way more like James. Like, where's... I have a picture of James here. Because James is one of my bays. Okay, the image didn't save. But anyway, you know.
everybody's on pins and needles waiting. Like, nope, never mind.
I don't know why the image isn't here, even though I saved it only like 2 minutes ago.
Nah, I have the snorks. Shit. So
from my background. I don't even have a clue what the other snorks is.
So think Smurfs but underwater.
Oh. Snurf, snurfs.
pretty much. Ooh. So, yeah, they were kind of piggybacking on the whole Snurfs phenomenon, even though that happened in like 70s and the Snorks were on in the 80s. But
fair enough.
Yeah. See the little things on their heads?
Yeah.
They're underwater. Those are snorkels. They're snorks. See? See, yeah, you get it.
I get it.
Yeah. It was an okay show. Yeah.
The mediocres.
It was all right. Fair enough.
Today's episode is brought to you by podup.com.
Let's be honest. Whether you want to admit it or not, you've probably thought at some point to start a podcast. I mean, podcasts are fun. Podcasts are fun. You and I have a good time on here, Dan.
Just get on, talk junk.
Yeah. I mean, it's some dark content. What we're talking about isn't necessarily fun, but we're making fun. We have a good time. And we would never even met each other if it wasn't for podcasts. So,
that's true. Podcasts and Canadians.
Podcasts and Canadians. Little D&D thrown in there. I mean, change your life.
Well, there are about 5 million podcasts out there, and around 90% of those stop after just 3 episodes. That's including about 1.8 million that stop before they even start, which we know a thing or two about that, though, to be fair.
Yeah, we do, unfortunately.
Quite a few still on the drawing room floor.
And of those that do get started and pass that 3-episode mark, about 90% of those don't get past 20 episodes. And there's a reason. Podcasting is hard. Well, successful podcasting is hard.
Yeah, it's not just sitting in front of a microphone and talking for an hour, even though sometimes that's what it is for me. It's recording, audio editing, video editing, social media, promotion, blah, 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 all the stuff that Kevin does.
And I do. And finding and paying for all the software to use can be just as big of a headache, not to mention expensive.
Well, with PodUp, you can have a one-stop shop for everything you need to take your podcast to the next level.
35 powerful modules with AI integration and one software, you can create, publish, grow, monetize, and manage your podcast with a simple, easy-to-use interface.
Everything from a site builder and recorder to editing for video and audio, live streams, blogs, and transcriptions.
Legal, newsletters, SEO.
Setting up shops. Getting ads and sponsorships.
Managing your workflow, files, and even backing up your content.
Set up an account today and get 14 days free. And even schedule a demo with one of PodUp's podcasting experts to see how to start producing and monetizing your very own podcast.
And when you're ready, use our exclusive coupon code TORTURE15 for 15% off whichever package you decide to go with.
And if you're a professional that's even too busy for that, go to podallies.com.
Yeah, their done-for-you podcast production and marketing service will take care of the dirty work for you.
Dirty. We're talking websites, social media, editing work, SEO, all done for you. So you can just focus on being the star of the show, like me, and getting on with your day, unlike Kevin, who has to do all the work.
That's why everybody comes, is for Dan. And this team of experts will use PodUp software to put your podcast on the map where it belongs. See, just they're using PodUp software. It's all one big circle. It's coming all, it's always coming back around.
Like an opposite of a square.
That's right.
So, go to podup.com and podallies.com and use our coupon TORTURE15 for 15% off. That's TORTURE15 for 15% off.
Podup.com, the ultimate podcasting platform. All right, Dan, let's take you back to the set. Not my favorite. Honestly, Mankind's not my favorite Nick Foley. Cactus Jack is
100%, but it had to be for the mask.
Yes.
I love Cactus Jack.
Cactus Jack was obviously the most sadistic of all of them. He was the best.
Might need to get a Cactus Jack t-shirt.
I would love a Cactus Jack.
I can do the dude love dance. I'm doing it right now.
Yeah. Everybody can do the
Well, they couldn't when I learned how to do it, trust me.
I was a pioneer. Blazing a trail.
I was doing that and the people's eyebrow at the same time, and everybody's like,
He's confused.
Yeah, Dano's all like, which I'm not going to say because it's a kid show.
Cause Stone Cold said so. Yeah. Woo! All right, Dan, let's take you back to the 17th century Scotland. You are a woman. Just leave with that.
Obviously.
Let's call you Elspeth, which apparently is the old Scottish for Elizabeth now, but that was apparently a word. I don't know if you would equate that to Karen today, but from what I saw, Elspeth or Elizabeth back then was kind of the, I don't want to say slur, but kind of what they called women of, you know, ill repute or whatever.
Cool. All right. I thought that was going to be bar bag. One of my favorite Scottish sayings.
And you are known around the village of Ochterarder for your sharp tongue and fiery spirit. Did I say that? Do you know if I said that right or not?
I have no fucking clue. What are you talking about?
Now, this will often bring you into conflict with the village elders, particularly the stern lord of the area. Now, despite attempts to silence your opinions on taxes by the lord or the mistreatment of the villagers by his guards, sticking up for women that were beaten or otherwise chastised by their husbands or fathers or local authorities, you refuse to keep quiet. One fateful day, as you are rallying the villagers to protest against the lord's latest decree, you are seized by his men and dragged before him. In a show of power, he condemns you to be punished in a manner befitting your outspokenness.
Death you are by taken snoo-snoo.
To... of only, of only. You are taken to the town market where stands a tron, which is essentially a weighing beam in medieval Scottish markets, to, well, weigh things. That's what you did. Mm. Yeah. Do you guys have those in Ireland anywhere?
A what?
Older, they called it a tron, or and some of them had like a market cross, but it's just like a beam in the middle of just like this little, like a hole in the ground, and they put a beam in it, and then another one going crossways that kind of, and you'd hang stuff from one side and then hang something from the other side, and it would weigh it.
Like the scales of justice.
Very much, exactly. It's kind of an allegory, I guess.
Not that I'm aware of. Yeah. Being honest, you know, it's probably how we measure our potatoes or some shit at some stage.
Put a goat like, on one side and a bunch of potatoes in the other.
Yeah, so yeah, how much are the English standing on our necks versus how much potatoes we have? Just go like that the whole time.
Unfortunately, one was heavier than the other.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Those years of oppression. Can't outweigh a simple spud.
Well, apparently, even today, if you go to markets in little towns in Scotland, or even smaller villages in England, I'm guessing they still have these posted up, you know, because the markets were like blessed by the church or whatever, so they had to have a market cross or a meeting place or something. So anyway,
to the
tron they attach, and if you're in the UK and you can, you know, let us know if I'm way fucking off,
and if you pronounce that place correctly, whatever the hell it was that he said.
Ochterarder.
What? How do you spell it?
Ochterarder. It is... I gotta scroll up.
How do you spell it? Ochterarder.
A-U-C-H.
Yeah.
T-E-R. A-R. D-E-R. D-E-R.
Ochterarder. Something like that.
Something like that.
Ochterarder.
Anyway,
where are you going?
To the Tron, they attach by chain a sort of metal mask, a series of straps that wrap around the head and neck and lock in the back. On the front, inside the mask, is a piece of metal protruding inward. They affix the mask to your head and place the protruding metal into your mouth and on top of your tongue. The bit doesn't necessarily hurt, but you can feel small spikes on the bottom of it, so if you try to talk, it will cut you. You are sentenced to stand there, chained to the Tron, for all the village to see for the next 4 hours. This was the punishment of the Scold's Bridle.
They turn you into Leonardo DiCaprio.
Let me out of this iron mask. I'm just a man in an iron mask. Peter Griffin's in the movie theater. Oh, he said it! So why was it called the Scold's Bridle? Well, a scold is defined as a type of public nuisance, a troublesome and angry person who broke the public peace by habitually chastising, arguing, and quarreling with their neighbors or with the male authority figures. Women were most likely to be defined as a scold.
Of course they were. I'm waiting for a shoe to hit me in the head.
Wait for one of those the NBC stars to go, "The more you know." Doo-doo. I don't know if you guys have that over there. Bridle is a piece of equipment commonly associated with the head of a horse and is used to lead, direct, or coerce the horse, including both the headstall that holds the bit that goes into the mouth of the horse and the reins that are attached to the bit. The bit in the horse's mouth is a way of making the horse compliant to the rider. So,
of course, horse to horse. Moose loose and hoose.
Scold's Bridle are also known as branks in Scottish, possibly derived from the Irish word brancus for head halter. Am I pronouncing that right? Or
no, no.
I fucking know. I'll ask Dan if I'm pronouncing that right.
I'd have to ask my wife. She's the one that speaks Irish, but it's probably ye olde Irish, which is, you know, before they invented the car.
Well, with the way it's spelled, it's probably like Bravarga, because none of the letters go together. B-R-A-N-C-A-S.
B-R-A-N-C-A-S?
Yes.
Oh.
Looks like Brancus to me.
I don't know.
Maybe. It's like, I'll ask Dan. I'm pretty sure I'm pronouncing it right, but I'll ask Dan. And he'll go, I don't fucking know.
Yep. Yep. Exactly. Apparently it's something in Italian.
Oh.
You know, Google Irish Brancus and it gives you some shit to do with wine and an Irish off-license shop.
Really?
So, yeah.
It's all just...
Ah, whatever.
Language is a funny thing.
I'm going to say it means cow. And you pronounce it incorrectly. It's wonka.
Yeah, probably.
Say it as if you're French, not Irish. It's a branca. That's what they say here.
Now, the Scold's Bridle, in its most basic form, consisted of a headpiece made of iron, opening by hinges at the side to enclose the head, with a flat piece of iron projecting inward to press the tongue down and hold it still. Other versions were made with hoops and cages, with the front forming a mask of iron with holes for the mouth, nose, and eyes.
That's how you said, sometimes, with poops. For a second. that's really bad.
That's bad. They did what?
Just feed his mask and what? A lump of poop in the mouth. Strapped down
that
the mask.
No, that was last episode. We did that last episode.
True. The Scots were taking a thing from the Swedes.
Sometimes the mouth plate was armed with short spikes or a sharp edge to cut into the tongue if it was moved. Particularly cruel bridles, called the Farfar Bridle and the Stockport Bridle, had spikes on the top and bottom of the bit to pierce the tongue and the palate.
That one sounds very fancy.
Get on the bridle. But it's one of those where you couldn't have your mouth open all the way because of, you know, the bridle itself wouldn't let you, and then the spikes would probably start to cut into your tongue more. But you couldn't have it closed all the way either, because then the spikes on the bit are piercing into your fucking palate up top, which would then push it further down into your tongue. So you're kind of like in this...
Yeah, I was going to say, you'd know like from a distance that women are a bunch of trouble when you see them going around like... this, there's stuff like that the whole time, just so used to having a bridle on.
Oh, she's used to it. You can see she's got it down. Yeah,
she's a branca bitch.
Jesus Christ! Why am I getting all these emails? I don't understand it. Where's it all coming from? And we never had another listener. Now, you see, in this late 16th century, early 17th century, there is a great concern about women running out of control by, amongst other things, defying husbands, rioting, and challenging priests. The preoccupation with women's behavior in this period is reflected in such writings like Shakespeare's Taming of the Shrew.
I was going to say, that's when they became self-aware. It's like Judgment Day. For women.
Christ. The opinions expressed by Daniel does not represent the opinions of Torture Fod Inc.
Everyone knows I'm kidding. I'm afraid of getting my ass kicked if I was actually had that opinion.
I say these in the comfort of my own home where my wife can't hear me and she doesn't listen to the show, exactly. So it's fine.
Yeah, and she's feminist, be damned, so, you know.
Yeah.
I'm not allowed to have those opinions.
Oh, fuck. You know, when I was a kid, I figured taming of the shrew just meant like you're taming a shrew.
Ooh.
I had no idea that it was about, you know, bigger things. I was just like, why do you write a book about taming a fucking rodent?
Simple, Kevin.
I don't understand it. Are the turtles teenagers? How do we know they're teenagers? I know they're mutants. I don't understand it. Somebody explain it to me. Now, the use of the scold's bridle was never a legalized form of punishment. It was used by town councils, kirk sessions, and barony courts in Scotland who assumed a right to inflict it. It's like, can we do this to these people? Well, the courts would say no. Yeah, but nudge, nudge, wink, wink. Can we? Sure, why not? What are they going to do? It's the 1600s. Who gives a shit?
Yeah, sure, they speak out against it. Guess what happens to them? Back in the bridle. Get back in there.
Are you allowed to do that? Yes.
Yeah.
I don't think you can. Put a bridle on him.
Yeah.
What can I not do? Yeah. You just go into a town and everybody's got a bridle on. Except for one guy posted up in town hall, feet up on a desk, just looking so happy with himself. It's so quiet. It's finally quiet.
Clear outside. It's a collective like murmur.
Zombie, like a zombie apocalypse out there. You're just there's so much drool. There's drool everywhere. Every inch covered with drool.
Oh, God. You can't go sharing bridles either. It's like sharing a toothbrush.
That's how you get gingivitis and lice. Of course, this is the 1600s. Everybody had lice already anyway. That's fine.
It's true. You know what you do?
Lice back.
You get the bridle for somebody you don't like, and you rub it in the bum, and then you give it to them. There you go.
Again, we did that last episode. That
was did
last
we?
These institutions were set up by men. It was men who sat on the sessions. It was men who passed the judgments. So, obviously...
Because we're assholes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We are. It's in our nature.
Yeah.
You can't fight nature.
Women. Ladies.
Oh, God. Here we go. Fuck. There's on another behalf, email.
On behalf of men everywhere, Kevin would like to apologize.
I would.
Yeah.
I would like to apologize. I'm sorry for everything that we have done, are doing, and will do in the future. Because it's going to be a lot. Don't worry. Yep. It's going to be fucking a lot.
But if you have a problem with how I drive, you just drive yourself, goddammit.
You don't like how I'm doing the dishes?
Yeah.
Do it yourself. I'm going to do all these dishes. I'm going to put them away. And you want to come back and look through and take them out and redo them? That's on you. But I'm doing my part.
That's the way our teenager does them.
Oh, just take a just hold it up, spray it with water, throw almost, it in the trash.
Like, he was really funny though. I don't want to go off too much off track, but he boiled a kettle the other day to do the dishes, and it took so long to go and actually start to do the battery. Did it? The water had gone cold. I went out and I was like, "This water is definitely going to be cold." He's washing the dishes. Put my hand straight in. It was either going to be boiling or freezing. So I took that gamble. I was like, "That's cold." It's like, "You can't wash fucking dishes and this shit." Like, God damn it. So I bought, God. Kids. Who'd have them?
Yeah, I love my children, but I'm ready to be done. Move out of my fucking house. Give me a little bit of time.
Now, what's a skull's bridle from the house?
Yeah.
Just itty bitty ones. Real quick.
Can I get these in child sizes?
Yeah.
Maybe the bridal will taste like sour apple or something. I don't know. Maybe it's just
something they don't like.
Spring is in the air at Littleton Coin Company, and we want to help you brighten your collection. Visit us at littletoncoin.com all month long to enjoy 15% off your purchase. With a wide selection of coins, paper money, supplies, and more, Littleton Coin Company has something for every collector's taste. Use promo code SPRING at littletoncoin.com for 15% off your purchase all month long. Restrictions apply. Littleton Coin Company. Serving collectors since 1945.
Now, once the bridle was placed on the woman, she was then led through the streets by the beetle, or the reins, attached to the back of the cage. Aggressive tugs on this beetle could cause disfigurement and loss of teeth. I mean, it's like just in your mouth. It's a piece of steel. Moving, there goes a fucking molar. Or they could be chained to the market cross or the Tron or the town meeting hall for the whole village to see. Now, apart from the obvious fear and pain of wearing it, the bridle was intended to humiliate the wearer. Now, bystanders would jeer, hurl insults, throw objects, spit at, and even urinate on and possibly sexually assault the women while chained. Yeah, it just reminds me of that Ron Burgundy meme. Well, that escalated quickly.
Yeah, like, what the fuck?
Oh, look at her. She's a scold. You scold. You dumb scold. And then they pick up a piece of mud, throw it at you, and then they spit at you. And all of a sudden, they're pissing on you and trying to get up your skirt. It's like, that? What does all that come from? Where's all this aggression?
It's just disgusting. Disgraceful behavior. Damn Scottish.
Well, you're the woman. Now, perhaps even more cruelly, a woman who was forced to wear the bridle at home as a deterrent to her children would present a terrifying picture with a distortion of her features and possibly lacerations of her tongue and lips. That picture that you showed just a little bit ago, the one that you can find on Wikipedia, looks like it's one of a woman at her home. I say it's a drawing.
Imagine when she grows up, the kids, I got these scars.
It was a glamour shot that they took in 1655. And she's just like, get my best side.
Brilliant. Yeah. Poor woman sitting there. I'd love to have a photo taken by one of those old timey photograph thingies.
Oh, I've gotten it done twice, where you go to an old timey place and they got the flash bulb that goes off and can't see for 5 minutes afterwards. I got it done twice. Both times with my ex-wife. Once on our honeymoon, we got it done, which was really nice. That's when I should have known that maybe we weren't meant to be, or she didn't care about me as much as I cared about her, because they gave you the option of, so you get two. You get one of you together.
Right.
You know, which was nice. And then they will take that picture and they will do like a little cutout of one of you for you to carry around. So I was like, oh, okay, well, we can have one together, put it up, and then maybe she could get one of me that she could carry around, or I can get one of her that I carry around or something. Then, you know, that'd be great. So they ask, they go, okay, well, here's the photo. Which one of you are we cutting out? She goes, me. I go, oh, okay. It's like, so I can, like, take it to work? She's like, no, so I can have it. Huh? Okay, you're a narcissist. You're a fucking narcissist. And then we got, when we were up in the Wisconsin Dells, we got another one taken. Our oldest son didn't want to join, but our middle child, who was only like, I want to say two, no, maybe not even two at the time, they dressed him up like an old school mobster, the floppy hat. I'll find it and I'll send you a picture of him. I know I got it around here somewhere. Guy's fucking adorable because he was fat as shit as a baby. He was a fucking husker. So he's got like the little shirt and the suspenders and the big floppy hat. He's like,
nice.
Oh, fuck. But yeah, they use the big flash bulb and it like blinds you. Yeah, say cheese. Explosion.
They puff a smoke.
Black smoke rolls up. Oh, you think of the Coneheads. Chris Farley's like, just, his hair's all back.
And suddenly everybody looks like a fucking famine victim or something. All those photos you see of people back then, they're so fucking creepy. Like the pictures of kids and stuff, they're just all, like those old Halloween photos. Did you ever see those?
Oh, wow. God. Yes. Yeah. The old jack-o'-lanterns that were made out of like turnips and shit. Have you ever seen that picture of like the original Mickey Mouse Clubhouse where they're all sitting there in their Mickey Mouse masks, and it's like an entire fucking theater full of just these kids with these old Mickey Mouse masks with like the big felt nose on them? And the it's fucking creepy.
I'm Googling that right now, though. I'm reason to make it. Oh, good God. That is Jesus.
Terrifying. Right. Fucking terrifying. Oh, the old pictures of like the Easter Bunny and shit. It's like, what in what world is that? And the fact that the kids were just like, hey, that's perfectly normal. Because you show that to kids today, they're going to run off terrified.
Yeah. If I was in a room and all those kids were there like that, I think I'd poop my pants. It's very horror-esque.
It's not great.
No.
No. A lot of those pictures back then had dead people in them because there's your background.
There's two people's faces I can see. Yeah, that's just creepy.
But yeah, people would get their picture taken with their deceased relatives before they had them buried, and they're just like,
"Yeah, I've seen that before."
Eyes glued open and shit. Yeah,
I was at a funeral before where people were taking photos.
Oh, and you get that one. You get that one, you know, teenager or early 20s. That's like taking like pictures next to like. Casket, like,
no, not even that. Like, you're taking RIP family photos, photos, and it's like, why are you taking family photos right now?
This is the only time the whole family's together. Everybody, bring it in, bring it in. We're getting a picture, we're getting a photo, bring it in, bring it in. I paid for a photographer, bring it in.
Anyway,
but you didn't have to be a scold that spoke out against injustices that you saw, it was also called a gossip's bridle. Women that had a compulsion to spread rumors or talk about others behind their backs could also find themselves placed in a bridle and trotted around town. Also, many of the women, with no evidence other than the fact that they refused to keep their mouth shut, were accused of witchcraft. You knew it was coming. You knew eventually witchcraft was coming. Yes, they're seen as witches.
Damn straight.
They could curse you with a word. Oh, we'll put something on their head so they can't say anything. She's like, I'm not a witch! Weigh her
quickly,
against
get her.
The duck.
She's a witch! That's exactly what a witch would say. It's like, okay, I am a witch. She told you she was a witch!
Consequently enough, the emergence of the bridle in the British Isles coincides with the arrival of James I as the King of Scotland. He had encouraged harsh punishment for female offenders and was very fearful of witches, i.e. our ducking and swimming episode.
Yep. Yep.
Go
no,
take a
that.
Listen. Yep. Go take a listen.
It's not ducking. Like you'd imagine. You're not trying to avoid objects. It's nothing to do with the aquatic aviary kind of
the waterfowl
animal. That's an easier thing to say. Water.
I'm just going to sit here and make it as complicated as possible.
Yep.
Click on that bell icon.
I like to use big words to make myself sound more photosynthesis.
You've all heard us talk at nauseam about how much we love thebeardstruggle.com and to use our coupon code TORTURE19.
From the oils and balms to the growth kits and shampoos, we love us some Beard Struggle. And saving money with our code TORTURE19.
Well, now The Beard Struggle has a private VIP membership, the Viking Elite Black Card. It's composed of a community of beardsmen with access to exclusive deals, priority shipping, pricing, and perks with their premier partners.
You'll get year-round access to all special reserve and black collection scents, and get to take part in the decision-making, casting your vote for the scents they revive, and join exclusive beta product testing to shape their upcoming launches.
Stand apart with their exclusive Black Card apparel and merchandise. Attend exclusive events and meetups around the globe.
Custom NFC functionality allows you to easily refer customers and earn commissions with a tap, and you could win monthly cash and product giveaways.
Extended money-back guarantee, free shipping insurance, and priority customer service with a dedicated line ensuring quicker response times and priority assistance.
Not to mention getting unmatched discounts on their partner brands.
Yeah, partners like Warg Fitness, Armorillo Coffee Beans,
Heathen Motors, Leviath Apparel,
Stonecott Fine Writing Supplies, Alehorn, Motor City Axe,
Bearded Geek Crafts, Black Island Leather, and more.
Sign up for 1 month, 3 months, or a 1 year subscription. Cancel anytime.
But be quick, because only 1,000 worthy individuals will be able to get a card at a time.
Beardstruggle.com. Do what's right for your beard. Do what's right for your face.
Sort your fucking beard out.
So when did this all start? Well, according to the Museum of Witchcraft and Magic, the first reference of a scold's bridle appears to date back to the 14th century when one of Geoffrey Chaucer's character notes, quote, would she were bolted with a bridle. But the first public anecdote of the use of the bridle would come a couple hundred years later. Scotland, mid-16th century, specifically 1567, the same year James became king. Go figure.
Yeah.
In Edinburgh, where a one...
Edinburgh.
Is it Edinburgh?
Yeah. Did you see that video of the American guy in Edinburgh? He's on TikTok and he's like, here I am in Edinburgh, and a Scottish guy going past goes, it's Edinburgh, you twat. Great.
Oh, fuck.
Scottish are great. Love you, Scottish people.
Where a one Bessie Telfer allegedly slandered a Bailey, who would would amount to an alderman today, I guess, named Thomas Hunter, saying he was using, quote, false measures. Dun, dun, dun. How dare you? You just imagine she stands up in court. She goes, he's using false measures, and the whole everybody goes. He takes off his wig and his gloves. He's like, "Madam, how dare you slander my name, saying I have been conspired in bum 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 false measures." It's like the least offensive thing.
Using guards instead of meters.
Yeah,
that's what he's doing.
Oh.
God damn it.
He weighed that in pounds, not stones.
Quickly, get the on her face.
She was sentenced to be bracket and fixed to the market cross for 1 whole hour.
Damn it.
Year would have been a little harsh. I mean, an hour doesn't seem too terrible, but... Year might be pushing it. But she said I was conspiring in false measures.
He meant to say a year, you see, but he measured time wrong, and he said an hour instead. So there you go.
1 hour. Bangs the gavel. I mean month. God, I already slammed the gavel thing. God damn it. Now we jump up to 1655, and we find the story of Dorothy Vaux.
I was going to say, is that how long she's been sitting there with the thing in her face?
No, it's somebody different. It's somebody new. They came to her, she's like, okay, one hour's up. She's like,
century.
Your hour's up. She's like, no, I like it.
Yeah.
Just leave it on. She just leaves it on for the rest of her life. What's wrong with you? It's nice. It's like those weighted blankets people buy. And put her It's comforting. I have anxiety. Leave me alone. Those thunder shirts that you put on a pet when there's storming outside? Yeah. Now, jump up to 1655, and we find the story of Dorothy Wah, or Woe. It's got a couple weird pronunciations.
We'll ask Owen Wilson how to pronounce it. That's what we'll do.
Dorothy Wah.
Wow.
Or you ask Joey Lawrence, Dorothy Woe. Dorothy, it's W-A-U-G-H. And I thought, well, maybe it's like... You know, if it's you know, some nationality, like Vaux or something. But no, she's from Westmoreland, England. So it's not going to be any type of weird pronunciation. Stephanie looked it up the other day, and it came up as Wah, Dorothy Wah. Dorothy was a 19-year-old from Westmoreland and had become a Quaker after being employed as a maid for the Quaker John Cam. She became a preacher, which involved a lot of traveling. And one of these towns she traveled to was the town of Carlisle. Now, one day she decided to go to the market and start preaching. To speak publicly was regarded as a very immodest thing to do for a woman at that time. So the mayor of Carlisle punished her. She was put in the bridle for 4 hours. Taken out, put into prison, and then put back into the bridle for another 4 hours. Afterwards, she was released, whipped, and chased out of town. Now, unlike many women who were punished in this way, she was not subject. every way to pronounce that word kind of came all at once. She was not subjected to abuse, lewd condoms, and sexual assault like a lot of other women were, but drew great sympathy from the townspeople, possibly because she wasn't seen by the townspeople as a scold or a shrew or a gossip, just a young woman trying to spread the word of God. Most of these women that got put in the bridal, they were a little older. There it is. A lot
like
of times...
hanging
off her head.
Yeah. Like, it's just on a face, right? And all I could think of was... So imagine it saying, and then it just has a pair of testicles hanging down over the side of it.
Have you seen my teeth?
Pepperidge Farm remembers.
Do you remember? I remember. So many of the, most of the women that were seen as scolds and put in the bridal were older. A lot of them were widowed and have just kind of given up. They don't give a fuck anymore. You know, when you're younger, you care. When you're older, you don't. You just don't give a shit anymore. So they would pop off at the lip and be put in the bridal. She was only 19 at the time. So to see someone of her age be put in one, it was kind of a shock to most of the townspeople. So they kind of just let her be.
Yeah. You know?
Which is good.
Fair play to them, I suppose.
Yeah. Abuse a 19-year-old. and then 1789, a farmer in Lichfield, England, used a bridle on a woman in order, quote, to silence her clamorous tongue. In addition to wearing the bridle, the farmer also forced the woman to walk around a field as local children, quote, hooted at her. She's just walking around the field, thing on her head, and they're going, hoot, hoot. You know what an owl does? It goes, hoot.
Hootie, hootie, hootie. I'm assuming we're still in Scotland.
Apparently, nobody pitied her because, quote, she was very much disliked by her neighbors.
Because she was in the field and nobody knew she was there. That's why nobody pitied her. There's only the kids who saw her.
Did you hear what happened? They took Elizabeth and they put her out in the field. Oh, I didn't see that because it's the 1700s and, you know, there's no way for people to find that shit out.
I saw it on ye old Facebooky. That's what it was.
It would have been, yeah, it would have been ye old MySpace back then. Now, even though the bridle was seen as a woman's punishment, there are claims that men had been bridled for a variety of crimes as well. There's the story of David Pearson in 16th century Scotland being bridled for fornication.
Dirty and boy. That is...
You dirty, dirty boy. Oh, put this in his mouth.
He's foo-fooing somebody's fa-fa, so we got the fa-fa-fa-fa-fa put in his face.
Get the fa-fa-fa-fa, bridle. Yeah. And an alleged example in Nottingham in 18th century of a blind beggar who was put into the bridle to keep him quiet in prison before being hanged for murder.
Like, oh. All right.
We would really like for him to be quiet before we kill him. Well, why don't you just kill him sooner? Why don't you just... He's not being quiet.
That'd be
Let's
inhumane.
Go through all these measures. Doesn't make a lot of sense, but hey, whatever. The bridle would stick around for a few hundred years until the beginning of the Victorian era, where it began to fall out of fashion. One judge in 1821 ordered a bridle to be destroyed, saying, quote, take that relic of barbarism. Or take away that relic of barbarism. That makes more sense.
Yeah. Say, take that relic of barbarism and do what,
and,
judge?
And shove it up your ass. I got so into wanting to do the voice that I forgot words to say. Don't need to say that. Don't need to say that. Yeah. That's it. That's all you need to hear. Just me screaming into the microphone. The device being increasingly seen as old-fashioned and absurd, it would take about 30 years before we would see the last of the bridle, mostly being used in workhouses to discipline unruly women and those suffering from alcoholism. Fun little tidbit, the saying hold your tongue came into fashion because of the Scold's bridle.
Ah, now.
Yeah. Hold your tongue. Don't put me in a bridle. Now, there is no definitive date as to when the bridle was outlawed, because like I had said earlier, it was never technically legal in the first place.
26th of March, 1887, says so right here on the internet.
Well, with like a lot of these punishments that happened in, you know, medieval England and Scotland and all that, it probably didn't get outlawed until sometime in the 20th century.
Most likely, to be fair.
Most likely.
Yeah.
But that's pretty much all the information we have about it. Which is all you really need. Yeah. What more do you want, fuckers? God damn it. Leave me alone.
There's one here that looks like it would be Scottish Batman's or something. It has a mustache on it and everything. It's fucking cool.
Oh, can you imagine wearing the Scold's Bridle and you fall asleep and people come walking by like Sharpies and drawing penises on it?
Yeah. Ye old Mickey.
Just so many writings. I like to take a good old Roger ring right across the face and like, oh, we got a hole. Dan, have you found any pop culture?
There's a few things to do with in you can see their sources on Wikipedia if you all feel. There's a book that has the title of Scold's Bridle, which has Scold's Bridle is a key element of it. I can only assume that any of the any scenes in it where the person's wearing it, it literally just says apparently it's in Brimstone. I haven't seen Brimstone. It's on my list, though. And there's something about three men in a boat. It's something to do with it as well. I've never heard of Three Men in a Boat. Some play from our book from 1889.
Three Men and a Baby.
Yeah, there's no Scold's Bridles in that. Just nappies filled with drugs.
And a cutout of Ted Danson in the background that freaked everybody out.
Yeah, everybody thought it was a ghost.
It's a ghost!
That's what you can clearly see. It's Ted Danson, everybody.
It's Ted Danson. It's a cutout of Ted.
I know it's on VHS originally, and when you pause that, you get the whole thing going on, but you can still see it's Ted Danson.
It's Ted Danson.
Yeah. Sadly, Tay-Tay did not sing any songs about how her ex-boyfriend got her to wear one of them when she got mouthy or anything like that. Which is what you'd expect from her. You know,
she's so rich it wouldn't have spikes on the bottom. It would have rhinestones.
It'd be covered in diamantes or some shit.
It's bedazzled. Bedazzled it.
But no, that's, there isn't really, I've seen references to it. You know, I know the Man in the Iron Mask isn't the same thing, but some of them look similar to that, you know.
Kind of.
But I'm trying to remember. I know I've seen it before. There's something similar in a movie before, and I just don't know. Can't quite put. Might have been like Spartacus or some shit like that.
Right. The show or the movie?
The show. I think show? Along the lines of that, like that kind of ilk of things, or maybe it might have been like in 300 or some shit. I don't know. I know I've seen something similar. So, but yeah. Mm. It's all quiet on the Western frontier. So.
Well, thank you to our patrons, Willow Quinn Fowler and Nevin. If you'd like to sign up for our Patreon, it's patreon.com/torturepod. You can always go to our Instagram or our TikTok. We have a Twitter, but I don't do anything on it because fuck Elon. At TorturePod. Email us, torturepod@gmail.com. Go rate and review Apple, Good Pods, Pod Chaser. If you're going to leave us a 1-star review, it's fine. Just let us know why. It's all we ask. It's just polite. Just do it. YouTube page, youtube.com/torturepod, if you'd like to see our shining faces as we talk. Because I think I'm going to start posting our faces on there for our regular episodes. So, I'm thinking about it.
We could get somebody to animate us like they do in the Weekly Planet they do that the odd time. They have really bad cartoon drawings of what they're talking about. It's really funny.
Anyway. Yeah. They have those, the like Doodle Me or whatever it is, programs you can get where you can create the cartoons of whatever's going on. Mm. Yeah. They're looking at getting that. Just have us animated instead. I'd be more, it'd be more interesting than looking at us.
That's true.
That's true. Anyway, if you'd like to donate to the show, you go to our Linktree, which is on our socials. You can buy us a coffee. You can buy us a pizza at buymeacoffee.com/torturepod. Again, patreon.com/torturepod. Or what I would actually love to see people do more of is go to redbubble.com/people/torturepod and buy our merch.
Yep, I'm rubbing your hat for all the ASMR people.
I got the hat on. Got the welcome to La Tumba on. So, it's all good in the hood. Hint for our next...
Just so you know, on Redbubble right now.
On Redbubble? They're always having little sales.
Yeah.
You know,
they're always 25% off everything right now.
Really?
I think, as far as I remember, yeah. If you don't need any more of an incentive, that's like, buy 3 items, get a thing free, people. Think about it that way.
Yeah. And then if you buy the merch, put it on, take a picture of it, send it to us, we'll put it on fucking socials.
Yeah.
Unless you don't want your picture on our socials, then fine. Fuck you too. But
yeah, and you could win a picture of a...
The invest in yourself asshole. Yeah. Still looking to give it away, people. Still looking to give it away.
Yep.
A hit for our next episode. Sometimes you can't just lock away your problems in the attic.
Is this going to be the Treehouse of Horror episode where Bart has a twin?
where the Bart's twin is up in the attic. Yeah, that's what it is. We are turning this into a Simpsons podcast,
nice.
Which honestly would be more fun anyway. Because then it'd be food, books, D&D, and Simpsons. No torture. That's fine. Well, Dan, it's that time of the day. Any words of wisdom?
Speaking of the Simpsons, to quote one of my heroes, if you don't like your job, don't go on strike. You'd go in every day and do it really half-assed. That's the American way.
That is right. You are not wrong. You do it half-assed, and you do way too many hours. I'm going to come in, I'm going to do the job, but I'm not going to give a fuck.
Yep.
And you're going to wish I wasn't there.
Unless my boss, who only recently found out I do this podcast, has happened to be listening to this episode, then I put in every ounce of effort I possibly can at every moment that passes.
As his eyes burn into the lens of the camera. Oh, fuck. Well, all right, short and sweet. Next one might be a little longer. I don't know. We're going to tell a story.
That's what she said.
Yeah. Well, it was short and sweet, but I think my next one will be a little longer. Put the fucking bridle on her! All right, take care of yourselves. Take care of one another. We'll see you.
Goodbye. Poor women.
Poor women. That should be the motto of the podcast. Not history of human
fuck
cruelty,
the Catholics.
Poor women. Oh, fucking hell.
Fucking English.